long time ago, in a city far, far away,
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
It's one small step for man.
So vote.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlick, Chairman.
Everybody, is Becky's birthday tomorrow. You have to show up to wherever she's doing. If you go to Shindig, yeah, she'll be at Shindig. Go to the railway tomorrow, Tuesday. Something. Ooh, that's a little early. Anyways, hey, it's Radio Free Gak here. I'm Gak. What we just heard there was Salmon Day with their debut single, The Message, which came out on a 7-inch through Janos Records, which is a division of Chess. And it appeared on their self-titled debut in 1972. And Salmon Day featured musicians from Guyana and Jamaica. And they're from London, and they were discovered accidentally whilst rehearsing. And a producer who's actually supposed to be attending another gig, and that gig got canceled, and he sort of stumbled upon their rehearsal and then signed them up. And that message has been sampled by in songs like Master Ace's Me and the Biz, which you might have heard in the Grand Theft Auto 3 series in San Andreas. And then you French hip-hop fans would have found it on MC Solar's Bouche de la. And aloha. This is Radio Free Gak, wrapping itself loosely around your cinematic finger on UBC's hard-nosed community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us online at www.citr.ca. I'm Gak, and I'll be the pilot light burning until 9 p.m. here. Phone number for the booth is 604-822-2487. You can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. So as we sort of heard there, we heard some funk, and that's all we're going to hear until 9. So it's a mix of old and new. We'll have a spotlight on a soundtrack towards 8:30 that I've been holding back for a little while now, but now it is time to hear Curtis Mayfield's 1972 score to Superfly. Now we'll kick off the show with a little bit of Edwin Birdsong, and he was an organist. He's been sampled by Daft Punk and Gangstar. But he mostly did some session work for Stevie Wonder from the 80s and 90s. And De La Soul fans should recognize bits of this song, which we accidentally heard a little bit above there. So from the 1981 album Funtastic, here's Birdsong with rapper Dapper Snapper. We'll be right back.
I stopped trying to define punk around the same time I stopped trying to define Islam. They aren't so far removed as you'd think. Both began in tremendous bursts of truth and vitality that seem to have lost something along the way. The energy, perhaps. It comes with knowing the world has never seen such positive force and fury and never would again. Both have suffered from sellouts and hypocrites, but also from true believers whose devotion had crippled their creative drive. Both are viewed by outsiders as unified, cohesive communities when nothing can be further from the truth. I could go on, but the most important similarity is that, like punk, Islam is itself a flag, an open symbol representing not things, but ideas. You cannot hold punk or Islam in your hands, so what could they mean besides what you want them to?
CITR and the Vancouver International Film Festival present Twakor, The Birth of Punk Islam. Misfit Muslims the world over embracing a new subculture called Twakor, otherwise known as Punk Islam. The film follows the three misfit rebels who dreamed up the whole thing.
We should go out west sometime and just load up a van till we can't fit no more and then have guys hanging off the side like in Rawalpindi. Down the I-90. Get a van, make like an interstate Jamaat.
Twakor, The Birth of Punk Islam, is played Saturday, October 3rd at 9:30 p.m. and Monday, October 5th at 1:15 p.m. at the Empire Granville Cinema. Brought to you by the Vancouver International Film Festival and CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Started off with Edwin Bird's song with the rapper Dapper Snapper, and then we cut into one of the powerhouse bands off the Stax label. And that was The Bar Case with an excerpt of Holy Ghost, which appeared as an A-side to a 1978 12-inch. And you can actually find that shortened version on the Rapture's K7 compilation mix, but the full 8.5-minute piece is a gem of disco funk. And towards the end there, we heard a break sampled brilliantly in Mars, which was the predecessor to Cold Cut and the Pump Up the Volume. Then we just finished that last set off with G.C. Cameron with Act Like a Shotgun, which is an A-side to a 1971 single through the Mo West label. G.C. standing for George Curtis, Cameron was a member of the Spinners on Motown for a while, but broke from the group when they left the label. He also wrote and performed It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday, which New Jack Swing enthusiasts better know. The Boys to Men cover here. You're listening to Radio Free Gak here on CITR Vancouver. I'm sure in the past little while you've probably heard the same promos and little loops over and over again because we were having a little bit of a computer problem. The good news is we have a bit queued here. So as part of the Vancouver International Film Festival, Discorama is something that we'll be playing once the festival starts on October 1st, and it'll go to the 10th. I had hoped to go to see some of the media screenings yet last week, but work and life caught up, and I couldn't take any time off. But based on the preliminary schedule I've seen so far for the film festival, it looks to be a fantastic year, and there's at least a good dozen that I want to see. So right now for me, it's a choice of picking the three. Coming up now is the Love Unlimited Orchestra, and there were a 40-strong string orchestra that worked with Barry White from the early 70s, and they scored a hit on their own in 1973 with Love's Theme. DJ Spina was taken by one of their lesser hits, and he took the name of this next song as the name of a three-disc mix album back in 2001. So here's the Love Unlimited Orchestra with the DJ Spina remix of Strange Games and Things. We'll be right back. 1969's album Stan. There's Sly and the Family Stone with I Wanna Take You Higher. After Sly Stone's epic breakdown from cocaine abuse and other substances, over the past few years he's been productive again, touring with most of the band that's still around, and he's been putting out reissued and remastered copies of their classic albums. Stan was their fourth album, and in 2007 they reissued this, remastered it, put a whole bunch of awesome bonus tracks on it. It's a good collection. I should actually try to pick up some more of the Sly and Family Stone here. You're listening to Radio Free GAC.
It's our pledge drive here on NPR, and we have a 20-minute field recording of a tumluku, which is a Bosnian instrument which can only be played when you have a pierced scrotum and three kids who have been killed by a landmine. It's unlistenable radio! You understand me?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Totally listenable radio.
This is Radio Free GAC here on said station, CITR Vancouver. Coming up next on our funk show, it is a little bit something from the Jazzman label of England. But a couple people went to Texas in 2004-2005, looking through various stores and collections for funk records, either 7-inch singles or 12-inches, primarily 7-inches based on the minor labels that they're looking for in small towns. What came out of that was a compilation called the Texas Funk Black Gold from the Lone Star State, 1968 to 1975, featuring 20 tracks from Texas and one from Shreveport, Louisiana, which I think just borders there on the east. They've been highly sought for their grooves by collectors, and that includes this barn burner from Austin circa 1972. Originally released on the Twink label, here's the fabulous Mark II with Parts 1 and Parts 2 of Psycho.
We'll be right back. People say the road is slippery and steep. Got to keep climbing on before I sleep. I will, yes I will. I will, I will, I will, I will. I've been down and higher, higher and higher. You got to take me higher. I wanna go higher, higher, higher. Or I'll leave down the road.
We started that set off with a bit of Texas funk there in the form of parts 1 and 2 of the fabulous Mark III's Psycho. And we end up with some Bay Area funk in the form of Marvin Holmes and the Uptights with Oomph. Originally recorded back in 1967, but you can find that on Ubiquiti compilation called Bay Area Funk back in 2003. And in the middle there, from Brooklyn, we heard Sugar Man 3 and Gospel Queen Naomi Davis with Promised Land. And you can find that off Daptone Records' second ever album, which is 2006's Pure Cane Sugar. And if you're on the market right now, Naomi Shelton and the Gospel Queens have an album out through Daptone as well, too, that came out this year. Appropriately enough, called What Have You Done, My Brother, by Naomi Shelton and the Gospel Queens. You're listening to Radio Free Gak here.
UBC Film Society. The Norm Theater, located in the sub-main concourse, plays the hottest films Wednesday through Sunday. Go to UBCFilmSociety.com for full scheduling information. Sign up for a membership at The Norm and receive half price off admission and benefits. Check out the Film Sock Facebook group for more info.
Film Sock? I think so.
You're listening to Radio Free Gak here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I can't keep talking like this. I can talk pretty low anyways. Next up, this next set deals with one star sign on the Zodiac, one that usually gives me no end of trouble. Off the well-hung 24 Funk Rock Eruptions from Beneath Communist Hungary Volume 1 compilation, here is the mid-70s band Scorpio, spelt with a K, with a song that translates to Hi Pal. So this is Scorpio with Shivash Haver.
Yeah.
funky guitarist Dennis Coffey with Scorpio spelled with a C, and you can find that off his 1970 album Evolution, and that was a number one single back in 1971. Along with being a session musician with Motown as part of the Funk Brothers studio band, he released several solo albums and scored the ever awesome soundtrack to the blaxploitation film Black Belt Jones, which I played like a year and a half ago. Must have been like one of the first soundtracks I might have profiled back in the Radio Free GAC inaugural days. What else? Well, that middle bongo breakdown you've probably heard in many a thing. Main thing I remember is Double D and Steinsky as one of the lessons that I played. But that song's been sampled by ranging from Public Enemy to House of Pain to Young MC himself. And listening to GAC here on Radio Free GAC, phone number for the studio here is 604-822-2487. And you can visit the website, www.citr.ca. Lou Johnson, he's a soul singer that toiled in New York in the 60s. He was signed by Burt Bacharach as the songwriter was getting started on his career. And Johnson scored a minor hit in 1965 with the first version of Bacharach and fellow songwriter David's version of There's Always Something There to Remind Me. And after moving to Dallas in the late 60s, Johnson hopped from label to label until landing at Volt Records in 1971, where he recorded with Alan Toussaint. So from the album With You in Mind, here's Lou Johnson with The Beat.
In the beginning was the beat, and the beat was strong. It was kicked around, stuck in the ground, pulled back up, stuck in an evening gown, tuxedo, bow tie, but it was still funky. And it went on and on and on and on and on. It goes 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 on and on.
Now I'm not on the same ways, but I gotta tell you what it was. You know the beat was here long before Noah, so it must have survived the flood. Distant brother from across the way started ripping it on the stump. Ever since then, up until now, surely made a great big jump. Hey, heavy skinned brother, look what you have done to the world. To your misery, you brought joy to the world. Some think they want it, but it's after you have done it. Some folks think they got a brand new thing, but it's 2 years old and day. Ooh, that hurts. Yeah, it hurts. Right on, right on, right on. I'm not trying to change one thing, cause time marches on. I just wanna put the record straight and put things where they belong. That is soulful beat, then the end so much, must have begun somewhere. To be so strong in the house of people, Lord knows I've never been there. How do you think you can shout the blues?
The blues, not a part of the who's, not a part of the blues, not a part of the you, not a part of the blues.
What about a you, providing your pay to do? But don't try to name it, don't try to claim it now, now, now. Yeah, goes on and on, goes on and on.
Oh, yeah. Get it, get it. the hell going on?
Yeah, what indeed. And of course, adding to that is from Germany. That's Bus People Express with Augusta, Georgia. Here I come. I'm not sure if they're going to be golfing. Not sure exactly what they're going to be doing, if they're protesting, who can get in, who cannot get in. But that was a 1993 single, and that's from a side project, the Bus People Express. They're originally part of the Poets Rhythm and at least a dozen or so other bands in Germany. I'm not even down with funk knowledge in that country, but couldn't you tell how strong it is? But I should definitely try to hunt around some more and see what I can find there. You're listening to Radio Free Gak.
Yeah, it's Mickey Fitz from The Business. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Keep the faith.
That's right. We're going to England now for this next number. Alan Hawkshaw was a British producer who made a lot of library music for film and TV in the 60s and 70s. And here he is with a few members from Blue Mink and the Johnny Kidd Band, and they formed Rumpelstiltskin. And so this is the song of the same name, which you can find of a 1977 inch. You can also find that on the compilation Mohawk, The Essential Vibes and Grooves, 1967-1975. So here's Rumpelstiltskin with Rumpelstiltskin on Radio Free Gak, CITR, Vancouver. The There we had The Contender by the Minahan Street Band off their album Make the Road by Walking. That came out last year through the ever-powerful Daptone Records label. Some of the members help out Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, both on record and on tour, and even more help out with the Mighty Budos Band. And before that, we heard the M&S Band with Egg Roll, which was originally pressed on a 7-inch by the Funk 45 label back somewhere in the late 60s, but it was never, ever released. So that came through a loose collective of musicians at the Frank Virtue Studios in Philadelphia. And it wasn't found until the late 90s when Keb Barge found it, had it repressed, and had it put out on the Jasmine label as well. And then we started off with Rumpelstiltskin with the song Rumpelstiltskin, which leads us into tonight's soundtrack profile, which is, of course, Curtis Mayfield and his work on the sumptuous score to the 1972 film Superfly. It was really hard to whittle down the entire soundtrack to just these four songs here, but we should have enough time to go through them all. And, yeah, Mayfield's album is one of those things that just the reputation was bar none. The single Freddy's Dead, which we'll hear as part of the set, was released 6 weeks before the film itself. And to give the reputation of the soundtrack, it outgrossed the film itself. So here is Curtis Mayfield starting us off. And this will be Little Child Running Wild on Radio Free GAC, CITR, Vancouver.
I'm sorry, son. All precious time. Take another train. Don't care now what nobody say. I gotta take the pain away. It's getting worse a day by day. And all my life has been this way. Can't reason with the pressure, man. Finances, all that he understands. You junkie mama crash, you know. Would rip her, but I love her so. Love her so. Thank you.
shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, Superfly, you're gonna make your fortune by and by. But if you lose, don't ask no questions why. The only game you know is do or die. Hard to understand, but a hell of a man. This cat of the slum had a mind, wasn't dumb. But a weakness was shown, cause his hustle was wrong. His mind was his own, but the man lived alone. Ooh, Superfly, you're gonna make your fortune by and by. But if you lose, don't ask no questions why. The only game you know is do or die. The game he plays for keeps. Hustling times in ghetto streets, trying to get on. The aim of his role was to move a lot of blow. Ask him his dream, what does it mean? He wouldn't know. Can't be like the rest, it's the most he'll confess. But the time's running out and there's no happiness. Ooh, Superfly, you're gonna make your fortune by and by. But if you lose, don't ask no questions why. The only game you know is do or die.
Background here, we are listening to the instrumental Junkie Chase. We started that set off with Little Child Running Wild and Freddy's Dead, and then the title track to Curtis Mayfield's score to the 1972 film Superfly. And those came off the 25th anniversary release that came out in 1997, which featured a whole bunch of radio ads and other trailers from the film itself, and it's a fantastic album. So if you haven't heard the entire thing before, or you make sure you do pick it up. The film itself is all right, but the soundtrack makes it itself there. That's it for Radio Free Gak this week. Coming up at 9 p.m., it is Gavin Walker with The Jazz Show here. Next week, I was talking with Jason, the host of Shake a Tail Feather, and I think it's time for some Piero Puccioni. So that will be part of what's lined up for next week, but I guess still sort that out. So if you missed any of this week's show, go to our website, www.citr.ca. You can find podcasts off the schedule link. Just subscribe to it through iTunes as well. I'll put that set list up on my side in time. And you'd see that on gak.ca. So coming up now, just wind the show down. We'll pull something from the Car Wash soundtrack from 1976. So this is Rolls Royce. And it'll be a yo-yo. So you take care of yourself. Stay dry, Vancouver. And we'll see you in 7.
are listening to CITR FM and Cable 101.9. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker coming right up. We're also on the web, www.citr.ca.
Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-dee-doo-doo-wee. Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-dee-doo-doo-wee.